This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending December 14th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 198.89, which was $2.58 lower than the previous Friday, with better volume at 881 loads sold for the week in that daily reported spot cutout trade. And it was almost 13% of the total sales for the week. The comprehensive, or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including the formulas, export, and outfront sales, along with that spot trade, was at 201.57 and was $1.20 lower for the week, falling a lot less than that actual spot trade did. The total reported box beef volume was 6,856 loads, which was 85 loads less than last week. Those exports were at 632 loads, which were 129 loads less than last week. But those overseas exports dropped to only 370 loads, so they showed the biggest dip. The formula trade was 3,269 loads and was 144 loads less than last week. Taking a look at those outfront sales, they were 1,247 loads, which was 109 loads less than last week. And the sales here will provide product to be delivered after the holidays. So the 1,247 is really not too bad a number at all. In the spot trade, the primal cuts were uneven, with chucks and rounds steady to $1 higher, but those loins were steady to $3 lower. And those choice ribs, which have had a tremendous upswing here lately, were $12 lower. But the select ribs were $5 higher, which helped to narrow that choice select spread. The big news for the week, once again, was those 50% trimmings. They ended the week at around $89, which was about $10 lower again after the last week's $10 drop. The volume was extremely high, with almost 6 million pounds sold in that daily spot trade on this declining market. When the prices were at their highs at 114 to 118 just a few weeks ago, the volume trade in the spot trade was much lower and was running from less than a million pounds to about 1.7 million pounds per week. So you see, they weren't able to sell much, near as much product at those higher prices than that almost 6 million pounds this week. The cow cutout was about $2.50 higher again for the second week in a row, and 90% trimmings were over $4 higher compared to the previous Friday. 90s have jumped almost $9 in the last 2 weeks as cow slaughter gets closer to the normal holiday slowdown period at the end of the year. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $1 to $2 lower at $130 to $131, and those dress prices were $2 lower at $206 to $207. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,273 pounds, which was 9 pounds lower, but with a big increase in the percent heifers. It jumped about 6% up to 42% for the week on those percent heifers. And that always drops the average live weight. The same period last year, we were at 1,287 pounds. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending November 30th was 4 pounds lighter at 875 pounds. And that compares to 876 last year and 855 pounds for the 4 years, 208 to 211. The choice select spread was about $11.90 on Friday, which was $2.60 lower, dropping partially due to that decline in those choice ribs. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.